So, apologies. We have received apologies from Hero and Peter Van Rostem. I hope that others will join us later. But anyway, let's start. So, first of all, yesterday, among the other documents, we sent you feedback on feedback from the meeting in Dublin. Bart tried to summarize all the comments and questions that we received via the survey, post-meeting survey, and yes, and here it is on your screens now. Sanna, you have to open it on your own computer, and I see that Alejandra has joined, at least in Adobe Room. Good morning, Alejandra. So, any comments, questions, something you'd like to add to the feedback on feedback? If no, then perhaps I will send it to the CCNSO members list so they can see what we think about their comments and they can read our responses. Bart, yes?
Yes, and we will post it on the CCNSO website.
That's a good addition. That's correct. Yes. So, okay, then let's move to the next item. It's regarding meeting B. So our meetings program working group should advise the CCNSO Council on how to proceed with the with respect to the new new format of ICANN meetings. I don't know, Bart, did you have an opportunity to have a look at the revised document because I restructured it?
No, I didn't, but I think the most important is we share it with the group, so it's coming
up. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Here it is. Well, first, some background information that initially there was an idea to run a survey, but after a meeting in Dublin, when we realized that Tech Day and the CCNSO meetings are outreach and engagement focused, and during the first meeting B, which will be in June this year, anyway, will be too occupied by all the issues related to IANA stewardship transition. And, well, at this point, anyway, we have no idea how this new format will look in the real life. So that's background information and basic assumptions about the meeting B. Well, first of all, in the past, CCTLDs indicated that they want to reduce the number of meetings, yearly meetings. Then the idea of meeting B will be to focus on SOAC work and community outreach. That's actually basically what we do in all the regions we visit. Okay, then, I can expect less people to join meeting B. So far, we can't tell which CCTLDs won't join. So perhaps, well, at least at the first meeting B, I hope we won't have less people than usual. Then we have a few assumptions about the new CCNSO CCTLD meetings format apparently we'll have to reduce the duration of CCNSO-related meetings from 4.5 days to 4 days. But Monday afternoon will still be available for additional meetings, at least for those who are not very active participants of the Tech Day. And then perhaps the focus of the meetings will change, but we have no idea at the moment. Let's see what the community wants. But again, as I already mentioned, it will be clearer after we experience and run at least one regular meeting, which is probably not the meeting in June this year, but in June next year. We'll still have a lot of work on the policy and other stuff. Now we can tell that we will need PDP on retirement and other things. And Kim just informed us that Eberhard has dialed in. Those are the main issues. And then at the end, we advise the CCNSO Council that based on the feedback we've received so far and taking into account everything that was just mentioned, CCNSO Council to continue with 3 meetings a year, at least until the end of the next year, so at least until the end of the calendar year 2017, and in hope that by that time the community will be able to fully assess the new format and see what it wants, and then we can evaluate the amount of work more easily. And then at the end of the next year, the CCNSO Council should revisit the topic, probably advised by the meetings program working group. So that's a short summary of the document. Any comments, any ideas, any corrections? Bart, your hand is up.
An old hand, I'll put it down.
I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. So first, Bart, now you see this is a change to the structure a little bit. How do you feel about that? And what do others think?
So let me kick off. I don't have any issue with the structure, etc. I think all the you covered all the arguments as discussed, as I recall them. So it's now up to the program working group. It's it's their advice to the CCNSO Council.
Yes. So any other comments from the members or observers?
I have a comment, Katrina Sanna speaking.
Yes, please, Sanna.
I fully agree with the paper. That's my comment.
Patricio is typing.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you, so you agree. Thanks, Sanna. Alan is typing too. Okay, Alan agrees. Will there be a Tech Day in B meetings? I think so, but Eberhard could answer that. I don't see any reasons why Tech Day shouldn't be there, especially if meetings B will be held in regions where ICANN hasn't reached out so far. So I think yes, but anyway, yes. So Eberhard responded that yes. Okay, so we proceed with this advice to the council. Bart, regarding the procedure, should I forward it to the council or? Okay,
yes. Eberhard has his hand up.
Yeah, Eberhard. Please.
Go ahead, Eberhard.
Okay.
Okay, Eberhard has speed issues, and perhaps we just can't hear him. Eberhard, if you're saying anything, we can't hear you. Okay, so apparently some technical problems here. Bart, so regarding the procedure, the process?
The process is, say, my advice would be that you submit it to the CCNSO Council in your capacity as chair of the program working group, say, and just record a little bit of, say, the process followed to date and going back to, and then submit it. Now it will be up to the for the council meeting on the 21st of January.
Okay, so I will send it to the CCNSO council list and
And just in response to Eberhard, say Eberhard, the say it was part of the discussion in Dublin around meeting B that, in order to make it as successful as possible, the Tech Day and the CCNSO meetings, they both are considered outreach events, so they should both continue.
Very good, then. And now let's move to Marrakesh. First discussion on our agenda for that meeting. So, Kim, could you please upload the empty shell for our agenda? So, first general overview, as you could perhaps, if you opened the document, as you could see, it has more or less same structure as we usually have. We have fixed slots. Apparently, that's meeting with the ICANN board and meeting with the GAC. Then we have lunch and coffee breaks. They're also fixed. We can move them slightly, but not significantly. At least that was my observation from the meeting in Dublin. Now with the new times for these breaks, as you remember, we changed them a little bit to align them with the breaks, the general breaks of the ICANN meeting. So at least that was my observation, that now we could get coffee. And any other observations? Well, at least I felt that this time we were... Well, we were good, let's say, and I don't think that... maybe that's because coffee was available more or less at any time, but at least I didn't hear any complaints about our breaks. Then we have some fixed slots for marketing session, IANA updates, legal sessions, CCNSO, the new session, and stewardship discussions. And while we have the council meeting, and now again we have it at 5. So I think that was the first time in Dublin. That was the first time when we had the council meeting so late in the day. So your feeling is that we will still need to need so much time for stewardship discussion that we will have to have to start the council meeting at 5. Basically, that's a question to Bart and Alan. Yes, Bart, I see your hand is up.
I don't expect it, but in order to say it's easier to start earlier than to prolong. So this is what we did in Dublin as well, and even the meeting before, I think it was Singapore, That's the first time we started at 5. No, Buenos Aires, we started at 5. But there is no need to wait until 5 if we've gone earlier. But this is to create as much leeway as possible for the program working group to fill in the agenda.
Okay. I'm not sure we did that in. Okay, maybe we did that in Buenos Aires as well. But because of the new time for the second coffee break, which ends at 3:30, we don't have much space here, basically. Apparently, we'll need to start... okay, let's leave it at 5. But from the organizational point of view, we need those 30 minutes for the staff to rearrange the room, the tables, basically, for the council. So don't we need it fixed? And or if we, for example, finish earlier, we can tell the hotel to move the tables.
And this is what we've done in Dublin as well. So they, if we want to stay closer to the meeting when the schedule is or the agenda is filled, we can ask them to change them during the lunch break if need be. So there is a bit of flexibility, but this is just to avoid that we need to extend instead of reducing. Mm-hmm. Because that's easier, as I said.
Okay. Yeah, well, as Alejandro just noted, there's a 13-minute gap between the end of the lunch break and the start of the next session. But I think it just means that we start at 1:30, not 2. Okay, so that's the general structure. And maybe let's start with more detailed look into the agenda. So first, working group updates. At this point, we have requests from, as we saw from the overview that Bart sent today, we'll have from a request from TLD Ops, and and we have requests from SOP, and we have requests from Guidelines Review Committee. Yeah, I haven't sent an official summary of the presentation, but I think we'll need some time to present the work of the GRC. So we have time slots from 9:10 till 9:35, which is 20 minutes. Definitely, that's not enough for all the working groups. I think we could put TLD Ops and SOP working group there. And then you have this. As I see, from 12 to 12:30, guidelines. Is that, Bart, is that for Guidelines Review Committee, or is that something else?
Yes, it is. This is Bart again. Yes, it is, because I think as some of the more principal working group or principal guidelines will be ready, there needs to be a more thorough discussion with the community present.
Okay, so you think we will need 30 minutes. Okay. I'm slightly worried because I'm the one who will have to fill in the 30 minutes time slot, but okay, let's have this slot here because it is very important because the Guidelines Review Committee now is really active, and we really have documents to present to the community. Okay, then we have a lunch break, and then we have a marketing session. Alejandra, do you have an update on the marketing session? Okay, Alejandra is typing. Not yet. Okay, so far, I think we had some... I think we had some requests, but yeah, I can't remember them at the moment either. So Alejandra will need to concentrate on the marketing session because we need, I think, at least. Oh, we have quite a lot of time for that. I don't think we'll have so many presentations for the marketing session. To fill
Can I
in.
Say something?
Yes, of course.
This is Sanna.
Yes,
shouting Sanna. Here. I'm sorry, I can't type anything because I'm not in Adobe room. But as I remember right that we have one presentation for marketing session from Dublin, which didn't suit in to the agenda. Last time, that was from UK. Am I right?
We had presentation from UK.
We postponed it.
No, we gave them
no.
a slot. Yes, UK did present, and we gave
okay.
them a slot. But that was
10 minutes.
Yeah, I think that was in the marketing
okay.
session. Yes. So.
Okay. So then there is another one on BART document, this hybrid business model for Africa.
Yes, that's a good yeah, that's a good good you reminded. Yeah, I see now it's in front of me. But there's a it's not clear if we put it under marketing or CCT or the news. So perhaps marketing would be more appropriate for that for
yes.
this presentation. Yeah. So Alejandra. Okay, and this time Ignacio from Argentina will go to Marrakesh, and he was one of the potential candidates for a marketing presentation in Dublin. And actually, that's why we had 10 minutes for .uk, because .ar could not join that. Okay, Patricio said that there have been changes at NIC. AR and Alejandra needs to recheck if Ignacio will be able to attend. Okay, good. But anyway, at this point we have here, let's see, 1 hour 45 minutes. I'm not sure we'll need so much time for marketing session, so perhaps there's something else we'll need to add here. Okay, then we have a coffee break, and after coffee break we have an empty slot. Again, we can think how to use it. And then we have Ike and Ayana updates. And actually, as I already also mentioned in one of my previous emails, we have a request from Don Hollander regarding this universal acceptance. They're really eager to present. And Jorg also wanted to give a presentation on NOMCOM. He's our new NOMCOM representative. And yeah, apparently he wants the community to be more aware of the work of NOMCOM. So perhaps perhaps we could offer him a slot before or during ICANN AYANA updates. Any thoughts on that? Or any other comments so far? Yeah, Bart?
I haven't included, as you will see, I haven't included yet the normal update from the CCNSO appointed board members. So this could be But we need to check when Chris and Mike are available. But this could be a time slot for them on Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, I think last time that's the slot for which we offered to them. I think so, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Okay, Bart, could you please check with them if they are available. And when they are available. Okay. Thanks. Then Wednesday we have a legal session in the morning. And last time we had a very good legal session. Unfortunately, it ate up the entire coffee break. I think that's not a good style. We should... Well, the discussion was interesting. Yeah, I agree, but... but still, timeline is timeline. Personally, I prefer when chairs stick to the schedule. But and we have one presentation for Leo. That's really postponed from our meeting in Dublin. That's from TZ.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
They really wanted to present. And Sanna, I have to think about other presentations as well from that, for this.
I think, Katrina, that we already have three presentations for legal.
We had Nina too, right?
Nina, and then this .vn.
Ah, okay, yeah,
and
right.
And then there is one in this... document that Bart sent.
Yes, TZ. Yeah, that's what I just mentioned. Yes, and we had...
I wouldn't put any more into that.
Yeah, okay, I agree. Three is more than enough. Yeah.
Question?
Okay.
Question is that should I now contact them and make the final...
Yes, and we need a summary, we need titles, we need presenters, and we need short summary.
I'll do that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And then we have a question from Alejandra, and Bart already answered that. If it's okay if we include GNSO presentation for our marketing slot. And yeah, I completely agree with Bart. If it's interesting and useful for CCTLDs, there's no reason not to include it, only because it's from GNSO. Okay, that's and then we have CCTLD news session. We had several. I think we have somebody for that. Finland, most probably.
But there I have a comment.
Yep.
We would like to, so this is Sanna also from the DeFi,
yes.
So we would like to recall that because that's the exactly same presentation we gave in Singapore 1 year ago.
Okay.
So that is a mistake. So let's take it out.
Okay, so there will be no presentation from Finland.
No.
Okay, I see. Then we have one from .np registry, and this could be... this is something we've never heard from, because there have never been representatives from .np, that's for Nepal. They have never participated in ICANN meetings. So this will be the first time for them. They operate free of charge. They do not charge for their domain name. So they offered to give a presentation to tell us more about this part of the world we've never heard from. So, we still need some more presentation, of course, for CCTLD news session. And then we have, of course, again, IANA stewardship transition things. And as I can see currently, we have them for Wednesday only. So Bart and Alan, so what do you think? Will that be enough? Or we should, again, give some food for thought on Tuesday, discuss during Seasoning or Cocktail. Hopefully there will be a cocktail. And then continue the discussion on Wednesday, or you think three sessions, three blocks on Wednesday is enough. So Bart, Alan, any comments from you?
Well,
yes, Alan,
actually it's Alan here. Maybe I can go first. As far as I know at this point, we won't be seeking to take a decision insofar as things should be pretty much on track by the time we get to Marrakesh. So so I think blocking that afternoon, more or less, is the best we can do. I think other times we've tried to split it up just to both to give people a chance to think about it. And also we blocked a lot of time because we were really trying to get a sense of where people stood on it. So that's kind of my sense. I will throw in one point now. I think we have to talk a lot about implementation of the items, which ironically may require a more granular discussion because I think we're going to be looking for CCTLDs to participate in a number of activities related to the implementation. So, but maybe I'll listen to what Bart has to say, and then we can come back to that. Thank you.
This is Bart. Alan, I had the same considerations as you had in the sense of proposing this. At this stage, either say we do have a very fundamental issue, say there will be no proposal, and then, yeah, probably everything will change, or it will be around implementation. And assuming the latter, it's, it is having a afternoon slot discussing this with the community present is probably the best, because then it's, a continued discussion, and, no additional arguments.
Okay, thanks. But then perhaps we need to think how to fill in the agenda on Tuesday. I have a feeling that we still have many things that are not covered, like future policy work and things that CCTLDs are worried about, like CCTLD revocation or anything, or for example, this policy implementation. You think that Ayana will cover it in their update, or we should ask Keith to give some update on how things are moving?
Katrina, this is Alan has his hand up. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, Alan.
Well, actually, it's Alan here. I was just going to say that Akram Atala is heading up a team within ICANN, which is doing all of the implementation work, and there's a woman working for him actually doing that. And they have given a number of presentations to the CWG, and I think it'd be worthwhile considering inviting them in to do their presentation because they have a timeline. It's the classic project management approach to getting things done. So that is a consideration for us, and I raise that now because if we want them to come in, then we should be reaching out to them relatively soon. So that's one suggestion from me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. I think that's a good suggestion. Bart is already adding an action point that he will reach out to Akram and Trang and ask if they are available for a presentation. Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Alan. Bart, you wanted to say something.
Yes, it's around the potential PDPs, etc. I think looking at it, say, that's one of the reasons why I left the slot open on Tuesday morning. And if necessary, we can reduce part of the marketing session and to deal with it. So extend the ICANN IANA update session a little bit and then use half an hour from the marketing session, or say 13, 14, 30, or say to discuss and start the discussion on the policy development process on retirement and the independent review panel.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Patricia also had a very valid point about the recent DDoS attacks on Turkey's name servers. Yeah, and Eberhard apparently will try to get this presentation for the Tech Day. No, I don't have any information if guys from .tr will be joining us in Marrakesh. Hopefully they will. It's not so far from them. Okay. I think let's just summarize it and say that we try to put everything we have so far into agenda, just to have it clearer in front of us. As soon as we have it, I think Bart and I will try to summarize everything. And as soon as we have the next draft, we will send it to the program working group so that you can see and generate some new ideas if we need anything else for a successful meeting. Okay, any other comments from you guys? Alejandro, at this point we can't say. It really depends. We can have it shorter, we can have it longer. So just for Sanna and probably Eberhard, if you're not... I know Eberhard is in Adobe room. Sanna, you're not... Alejandro is asking the marketing session will be then from 10 past 1 till 2:45. We'll see. Definitely not 10 past 1. It will be probably 1:30. But we'll see. We'll see how many presentations we have, and we really have a space now. We really have opportunity to include many different aspects because, well, for the past, I don't remember how many meetings we were to, all the time was eaten up by discussions on proposals and related things. Now we have more flexibility, so let's see how to make this more interesting. Anything on internet governance, perhaps? Any updates on that? Who could probably give an update on what's going on and what to expect next? Is there life after IANA stewardship transition?
Katrina, this is Bart. I agree it is going to be important because some in the community are interested in that topic. But I think, say, if we move forward and the, say, IANA stewardship takes up less time, then it's time to really start refocusing on say, internet governance in general. Because it's still the big elephant in the room, so how much time we need around the IANA transition stuff.
Yes. Okay, let's think about this too. What is there anything you could propose and something we should include into agenda? Okay, so these are just a few ideas we've discussed so far. Let's have the next draft, and then we'll see what we have and what we're still missing. So if there are no more comments, so let's just proceed according to the plan. So we have several action points here. We have so Sanna, you will summarize everything we have so far on the legal session and start talking to possible presenters there. Not possible, but the presenters we know so far. Then Alejandra, let's think about a marketing session. And just also summarize what we have so far. Reach out to .AR Ignacio and ask if they will be able to join us in Marrakesh and if they're still interested in presenting. And then we have some action points for BAR to check with Chris and Mike regarding their availability. And then also reach out to Akram and Trank and ask about the presentation. And I think also should talk to Elise regarding an update. I think we'll need traditional IANA update too.
Yeah, but that's part, but I'll reach out to Elise and Kim.
Okay. And then do we, something I wanted to still wanted to talk about are the meetings with the ICANN board and the meeting with the GAC. First, we need to reconfirm it with GAC. Is there still to meet? Want to meet? Do we want to? Apparently, we'll need to, because there are still many hot topics on the table.
Christina or Katrina, this is Bart.
Bart, that's you. No, we don't have Christina. We have only Katrina.
Yeah, I know. This was a slip of the tongue. The GAC has already reached out, or the GAC staff has reached out to the secretariat, proposing a slot. They initially proposed a slot on 11:30, but that means half an hour between the coffee break. There is going to be one major issue in Marrakesh. It's about a 5 to 10 minutes walk to get from the main venue, where the most meetings are, to the GAC venue. They are in a separate building.
Oh, let me guess. It's going to be a tent again.
No.
Oh, that's pity. I really would love to see GAC in.
Yeah, but okay. So that's an issue. So we say the meeting with the GAC, the time needs to be confirmed, but from the GAC they really suggested a meeting with the CCNSO, and the topics need to be confirmed. So that's one. A second note, and I'll include it in the notes of this meeting, probably it's something that it doesn't really affect the CCNSO meetings, but it does affect the tech day, is there will be a public forum on Monday afternoon, late in the afternoon. And Eberhard, I believe you've already been informed about this, but there is a public forum at the start of the week and on Thursday afternoon.
Okay, thanks for the update, Bart. Regarding the meeting with the ICANN board, they wanted to change the format. Is it still in the air, or?
I believe they want to continue in the same format we used in Dublin. The time is already set.
Okay. So far it's okay. Anything? Do we have to worry about the CCNSL cocktail? Or so we haven't reached out for possible sponsors yet.
No, but we'll start it this week. We'd say it was either it was a bit of a concern of the seasonal break. If we would reach out before or after. So we decided to start it as soon, say, this week.
Okay. Very good. So I think that's all from my side. So if there are no more comments from or questions or proposals for from you guys, then let's wrap up the meeting and let's see the next draft and I'll talk more about it then. So, Jesus, I forgot to wish you a happy and a really prosperous and successful new year. I wanted to start the meeting with this very nice wishes to all you hard-working meetings program working group members and observers. So, somehow I forgot. But we had a very nice song in the beginning of the meeting. So I think it went very well. So thank you very much for joining on this first. At least for me, I think it was the first call of the year. Probably not for you guys. Probably you have all this stewardship and other things already running nonstop. So thanks for this very productive first call of the year. Let's hope that all the calls, all the upcoming calls this year will be just as productive as this one. Happy New Year, and Eberhard is on a parallel call at this very moment. Okay, very nice. Eberhard, you're working hard. Don't tell me you have an operation as well. Okay. Eberhard is joining just now. Have a good year, and thanks a lot, and see you online and then during the next call. Thank you, and bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Ciao.